I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Congressional District 2 Representative Yvette Harrell of New Mexico reported that she was escorted safely from the Capitol on Wednesday after protesters stormed the Capitol building during the electoral certification count of President-elect Joe Biden. She later issued a statement that the violence at the Capitol was reprehensible. There were other protests across the country. One was held at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, where a disturbance occurred. Representative Candy Spencer-Zell of Chavez County said she was in the middle of a Zoom meeting.
Immediately prior to the start of that, the whole Capitol had to be evacuated. All the people that were in there, all the sanitation crews that were trying to clean. It was a peaceful protest.
According to media sources, a small fight broke out briefly between a Trump supporter and a counter-protester who was holding a gay pride flag. In light of the rage of alleged election fraud, there is fear that voters won't return to the polls next election cycle. New Mexico State Republican Chair Steve Pierce hopes that does not happen.
Well, that's exactly the way that revolutions occur. They get people who just don't trust the system anymore and stand on the sidelines. So in nations where dramatic changes occur in their economic status or the governmental processes, it occurs with 4, 5, 6, 7% of the population. The rest of the people are on the sidelines not knowing what to believe. So it's one reason I stay engaged, because it's dangerous to say I'm not going to participate anymore. It's very dangerous.
In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.